The clock is ticking down on this year's California legislative session, and CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, is again on the table to be amended. And the later it gets, the more Gary Patton worries.
It's unclear what's happening beneath the surface. Lots of things tend to happen right at the last moment, oftentimes catching members of the public unaware. So there's always a concern when the legislature's near the end of its session and there's a lot of debate and discussion about a hot topic that something may happen that nobody really says is going to happen.
Patton, a former Santa Cruz County supervisor, is now on the board of directors for the Sierra Club of California, and he's a strong supporter of the state's pioneering environmental review law.
When you look over the 45 years or so that CEQA's been in effect, the fact that the public has been involved has led to better projects, stopping really bad projects, and mitigations, getting changes in the projects that save the public money and that make the project better.
But making those changes comes with a cost, one that is almost always borne by whoever is proposing the project. And that makes for a sizable and influential cohort that wants to see CEQA's role diminished.
CEQA says, if there is a better way to do something, if it's feasible to reduce an impact, you have to reduce the impact. And the insidious efforts out there would say, you don't have to make it as good as possible. You don't have to eliminate or reduce impacts. As long as it meets these basic minimum standards of law, you can do it. And you don't even have to study it. You don't have to let anybody comment on it. That's what we're worried about.
There is a very strong component in the state of California that wants to do away with CEQA entirely. That's not going to happen.
State Senator Noreen Evans of Santa Rosa has put forward a couple of measures of her own to fine-tune certain aspects of the environmental law. But right now, most attention is focused on a bill by State Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, SB 731. It has much she would support, Evans says, but it's flawed in other areas.
Right now, when the city is going to look at a project that might be an infill project in their downtown, they've got to consider such things as traffic impacts and how much noise would the project create and how would it fit aesthetically within the surrounding area. SB 731 would weaken those protections.
CEQA critics often contend the law is too easily abused by people or groups who try to use it just to delay or block a given project. Evans doesn't buy that.
To me, that's a red herring that keeps getting thrown out in this debate. I've been involved with CEQA for 20 years, both on the local and the state level. Certainly, there are folks that will file lawsuits to stop what are really good projects. That's obviously a downside, and that's a risk that we take. The answer to that, though, to me, is not to shut down the citizens' ability to be involved in the process. And that's what some of these proposals really would do.
In Governor Brown's State of the State speech last January, he called out CEQA as a subject for legislative reform this year. That may yet happen. But Patton and the Sierra Club will remain vigilant until the issue is resolved.
You can always make things work better. The problem is the hidden agenda, not trying to make things work better, but trying to get rid of the impediment of citizen participation in governmental decision-making where it affects the environment.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.